Last Mishnah here in the Perek, which we were having difficulty with, the Mishnah says, we'll go to again, Hasheichet es habachol. So somebody goes and he shechs a bachol, Lamed Zayinam and Aleph, the Mishnah. So he shechted a bachol, v'noida shelo yiro. Meanwhile, he sold the behemoth. So our Mishnah really is dealing with the monetary halacha of selling a bechor without the customer knowing that you sold him a bechor. So the question is monetarily, how do we work out the finances? So the Mishnah paskins, Masha ochlu ochlu. Whatever they ate, meaning they don't owe you anything. They ate the bechor. They don't owe you anything for what they ate. And you, yachzir lo mesadomi. You have to give them back. Now, the Rashi says, klo, that the yachzir lo mesadomi, mishum knas. Interestingly, Rashi puts in the isul sofek havi. It's a sofek isul. The question is, what does Rashi mean by that? It's a sofek havi. It's a sofek isul. And therefore, you have to give them back their money. Rashi sounds like it's not me'ikar hadin. Me'ikar hadin, since they ate the bechor already, they owe you money. So part of the money that you got from them should be, you should keep. Because they ate it, they had hanor. Rashi says you still have to give back the money. And the reason you have to give back the money is because it's a knas. Even on the Mishnah, I think, there's a big mokum to ask. It's a mekachtos. And this is a question we're going to have in the whole sugya. It's a mekachtos. I sell something. What's the difference if I sell something, I say it's one thing and it turns out to be physically something else, or I sell something and it's spiritually something else? You aren't on the market to buy a bechor or a suffolk bechor. You want the market to buy kosher flesh. And turn that, I sold you not kosher flesh. Or even if I sold you something which may not be kosher flesh, that's not what you were buying. We don't have a doubt whether that's what you were buying. We know that's not what you were buying. And we know you would have never bought it. So why isn't this a classic mekach toyes? For some reason, as we're going to go through the sugya, that's not brought to the table at all. Meaning, not only that, we'll see in a moment, that according to the Rambam, if it's an Issa d'Rabbanon, nothing goes back. That means if I sell you an Issa d'Rabbanon, and you don't know about it, you didn't know it was an Issa d'Rabbanon, so you went ahead and you ate it. The Rambam is mashma, I don't have to give you back a penny. Not just I don't have to give you back. I don't have to give you back a pruta achas. Hazoikum dois from the Rambam. I don't have to give back anything. And that is completely, this is already the Shach asks. The Shach asks, what do you mean? What do you mean you don't have to give back? The Shach asks, it's worth less for getting anything else. Forget Mekach Toy. The Shach is asking different cash. Stam. And Issid Rabbonon doesn't have the shelf price of something that's not an Issid Rabbonon. It's something that's mutil. So Stam, I owe you money. Stam, I didn't sell you the goods that I told you. Something I sold you is worth less. Stam, a pillow. We'll get to this. All I'm saying is, for some reason, this is something we have to understand. Why isn't Mekach Toyos addressed? It's Mekach Toyos. It
shouldn't be a sale.
It shouldn't be a sale.
You have to give it back.
Mm-hmm.
You have to give it back.
What do you mean you have to give it back?
So he has to give it. He ate it up. He can't give it back anymore. Mekach Toyos have to give back to get the money back.
Why do I have to give back to get the money back?
Mekach Toyos.
But why do I have to give it back?
Why have to give it? Because yeah. Mekach Toyos have to give it back then.
Why?
Just make it first. I don't know. Why was it just
Okay, so I'm asking you why. Teretz is l'choyram chayiv nachrayas. If I buy something from you, I'm responsible, meaning I bear a responsibility to either give you back the item, right? But if you, l'choyra, again, I'm just telling you l'choyra, I hear what you're saying. The aura that's being made here is that could be over here since you already ate it, so you can't really use mekach toyos anymore. Because the classic mekach toyos, I give you back the item. The argument that I would make over here is that here you sold me something that was supposed to be eaten. So I wasn't being makabel achrayus on that. I'm an achroy to give you back something you sold me to eat, and then afterwards you told me that what you sold me wasn't. I found out that what you sold me wasn't what I wanted to eat. You have what I'm saying? In other words, you're right. A classic mekach toyos. I want to buy a donkey, and you sell me an ox, or the other way. I have to give you back your chayfetz. I'm responsible for that. That's my achrayus. I would say in svara, something that's meant to eat, I'm not achroy to say I'm not going to eat it. You sold me something to eat, and I ate it. It turned out that what you sold me wasn't what I wanted to buy. So why do I owe you anything? Why do I owe you anything? Well, we'll see. Maybe nene. You chayef a nene. So we'll get into it. I'm just saying, Rashi says that the reason why you get back the money is because of knas. All I'm saying is Rashi is also mashma that it's not a getter of mekach toyos, it's a getter of knas.
But there's
no zev, there's zev mekach toyos. All mekach toyos needs in halacha is that there's something about this that makes that I would not have bought it. There's no such thing as a suffolk mekach toyos. There is, you could say such a thing as a suffolk mekach toyos. Suffolk mekach toyos would mean it's a suffolk whether I meant to buy this or not. Okay? If you sold me a bechor that was a suffolk bechor, it's not a suffolk whether I meant to buy it. I vadai didn't mean to buy it. That would be like let's say you sell me something without the seal. It has a protective seal that makes you know that what you're eating is safe to eat. And people don't buy it without that safety seal. And you go and you con me, you take something from the market that has no seal, and you put on a seal. Would you say that's a suffik mekach toyos or it's a vadai mekach toyos? If you ask me, I would say it's a vadai mekach toyos. Because I was on the market to buy something that's protected. You sold me something that wasn't protected. Protection alone is only to protect from a possibility. It's true. But that's what I was on the market of buying. I was in the market of buying something which is protected. And you sold me something which is not protected. Why should that not be a mekach toyos? When it's clear like day that I wouldn't have bought that. I was on the market for something that was protected. So we have to understand why and if mekach toyos should play a role here. It should play a role. Says the Mishnah, similarly, v'chein ha-sheichet is ha-poro. Oh, ma'ashu lo-yochlu, whatever they didn't eat from the b'chor, ha-bosi cover. Right to yachzol ha-madom. So shayla na'achroinim, who has to bury the meat? But that's it. The meat gets buried, it's also manu, right? No, he told them that it has a mum. He told them, I have a bechor that you can eat. I have a bechor that's mutar ba'achila, and he sold them a bechor that's also ba'achila. Period. The halacha is that if you shecht the bechor without showing it to a chacham, the meat is also b'achila. That's the halacha. Hilchos bechor, you... No! There's an isser d'rabbanon. That if you shecht the bechor, not a knas, if you shecht the bechor without showing it to a chacham, it's also b'achila. Period. Period. You took that bechor and you sold it to somebody. And you told them, that's not a knas. That's a din d'rabbanon. That's not a knas on the moichel. That's a din d'rabbanon. That's down the line. Moichel, loikeach. There's a din d'rabbanon. That if you shech the bechor without showing it to a chokom, it's osur. There is a knas d'rabbanon that we don't allow you. We don't even allow you to show it to Chacham. I'm not even going there yet for a moment. The way the Gemara is going to come out here, we can't even examine this anymore. It's a Sofik Bechor. We really don't know if this Bechor had a mum. We really don't know if the Bechor had a mum. That's the way the Gemara is going to come out. Actually, you ate the behemoth where the mum was. We will never know if this Bechor had a mum or not. So actually, this Bechor was also to eat Midaraisa. Okay? But I'll call upon him, you sold me a bechor that I would have never bought. So l'chayre, that should be a mekachtos. L'chayre, that should be a mekachtos. And we could deal with the shiloh, whether you have a chiv to give it back to him or not, achrayas, not achrayas. But l'chayre, it should be a mekachtos. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, v'chein ha-shoiches ha-poho, somebody shechts a cow, u'mochro, v'noida she'itreif. You find out that this poro was a treifa, Mashochlu ochlu, whatever they ate. Mashalo yochlu, yachziu lo yabal. So they should give him back the meat because he could sell it to a goy. Vu yachziu lo masadom. And he should give them back the money on everything. Meaning he has to give a full refund. Machru lo vikechovim, but if they sold it to a goy, o yitilu leklovim, yishalmu lo dmei trefe. So here the Mishnah paskins, it depends. If they ate it, they owe him zero. If they used it in a permissive way, then they owe him the value of that permissive use. They don't owe him the full value. They owe him, so in other words, I sold you a trefa for $50 a pound. It turns out a trefa is worth $25 a pound. So if you ate it, I owe you zero. You owe me zero. And I have to give you back the full $50 a pound that you paid. If you took the treif, again, thinking it was kosher, but you took the treif and you gave it to a goy or something else, then I owe you the value of what it is for that action that you've done. Right? That's the halach. That's what I owe you. Yeah. Comes the Gemara. What do you mean? He's not paying. He's the loikeach is getting his money back. The knas is that the sale is reversed, which is what we were analyzing. The sale should be reversed als mekachtoyes. But the sale, Rashi says, the sale is being reversed because of Mekach Toys. Right? That's what Rashi is saying. The sale is being reversed because of Mekach Toys. Because of Knas. That's how Rashi learned in the Mishnah. The money is being reversed because of Mekach Toys. Not because of Knas. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, Hamoicher Bosol Lachaveigo, even in Sebosol Bechor. Somebody sells meat, turns out to be a Bechor, Peiris, Vinimsa Tavolim. Yayin v'nimsa yayin nesach. Ma she'ochlu ochlu, v'yachzu lohem es adon. Now here Rashi all of a sudden gives us a new reason. Look at Rashi. It says, Rashi, dekor ma she'ochlu, einoi nehen elohem, mishor she'noida lohem. Here Rashi gives us a new reason. Not the reason that he gave us in the Mishnah. He gave us, in the Mishnah he said, it's all a knas. Right? That's what he said in the Mishnah. Over here, Rashi says, it's not a knas. It's because I really didn't sell you anything. What did I sell you? I sold you something which was a treif. And then you ate it. Right? And now that you know what you ate, you don't even appreciate that you ate anything. It's almost a retroactive revocation of the hanoah. However that works, we have to know the lomdus in that, right? The lomdus is tzorchi. The Achronim ask a bomb kasha here. A bomb. The halach is if you oichel truma b'shoigig, you have to pay to the kohen. Karen v'chaimish. Right? You have to pay him. Yeah? So if you oichel truma b'mezid, obviously you're somebody who doesn't care that you ate it. You knew it was truma, you ate it anyway. But if you oichel truma b'shoigig, means later you found out that you ate truma. Right? So the Karen you have to pay out to Momen Kohen, because you had an offer from the Momen Kohen, and the Chaimish you pay out Kapo. Yeah? Fregen Achreinim, why do you pay anything? You weren't Nana. According to what the Gemara is saying here, that you can retroactively revoke the Hanoah, whatever that means, okay, you have to know what that means. What in the world does that mean? You had a Hanoi. You may look back now and say, whenever you have a Hanoi, you're not having the Hanoi anymore. Most people are now, after they ate, have Molei Charote. Yeah? The Hanoi is Bishas Maiseh. You had a Hanoi. Yeah, now we're holding 2 days later. You don't have Hanoi anyway from that, what you had 2 days ago. Hanoi you don't have. You had Hanoi. And at the time, you had no attack. So Stam, you have to know how this works. What's the lumdus in this? That you could say, you know what? Retroactively, I didn't have Hanoi. You had Hanoi. Again, if Hanoas Isser, if Hanoas Isser is Mechayev, we could say what I said originally, which is a strong Svara, and that is, since I wouldn't have taken it to begin with, I'm not Chayev money anyway, even though I had Hanoi. That's, to me, a very reasonable, momentous taina. That, when could you be mechayev me for Hanoi? There is something in Bava Kama called Hanoi. There is, in Halacha, there's something called Hanoi, which means, if I benefit from your monies, that alone obligates me to pay you, which is the similar to that you were trying to discuss. The fact that I had Hanoi from you, I have to pay you. There is such a concept. In Bava Kama, we even find it in Nezikin, that if my animal was mazik you in a way that I'm potter, kigoin shein b'rishus harabim, right? You're potter on shein. But I lemaisa, my animal had hanoah. I had hanoah, forget my animal. I had hanoah that now my animal comes home, I don't have to feed it hay. So I have to give you, because I benefited from your tomatoes. Your tomatoes fill the stomach of my behemoth, and I didn't have to give it the normal daily amount of hay that I give it. So I owe you money. I owe you money. So I could hear that it's reasonable to say that chiyuv hanoah that there is in kol ha'terah kula is only hanoah that I would have wanted. But Hanoah that I don't want is like a Mekach Toys, just like there's a Mekach Toys in Mechira. There's a Mekach Toys in Hanoah, which is what I was trying to tell you. I don't want to have that Hanoah. It's true I can't give it back to you, but I didn't want that. So it's not that now, retroactively, I don't have Hanoah. No, it's not that. It's not that retroactively I don't have Hanoah. It's that Hanoah I don't owe you anything for. I only owe you for Hanois that I would have accepted. Hanois that I wouldn't have accepted, even though I got them, I don't owe you for that. To me, that's a reasonable Choshen Mishpat Svara. It's a reasonable Choshen Mishpat Svara. That I don't have to give you money, even though I was benefited from your money, property, which normally is Mechayev Mammon. I only have to pay for Hanois that I would have ordered. Hanois that I would have not wanted. So then that's not Nafshe Kot. That's what you have to get straight. Our Gemara is saying something else. Our Gemara is saying that there's something called Nafshe Shalodom Kotze Mehem. I'm disgusted by it. And somehow, retroactively, it's as though I didn't get the Hanoi. And that's the whole point of our sugi. Because our sugi is going to differentiate between Hanoah that disgusts you an Isser that disgusts you, and an Isser that doesn't disgust you. And an Isser that doesn't disgust you, in spite of the fact that you wouldn't have wanted it, you have to pay for it. That's the whole sheet of Rav Shimon. That there's a distinction in halacha between the hanoah that I would have, both hanois I wouldn't have wanted, but this hanoah gets me disgusted, and this hanoah doesn't get me disgusted. But I didn't want this one either.
We don't speak about truma.
No, we'll get the truma. We'll get the truma. Comes the Gemara, and the Gemara says like this. Rajbo, Himel. So Rashi says clearly, the kol ma she'ochlo ein onen elo misho she'no dalohem. From what I know, I don't have a benefit from it. Now, Rashi is explaining Shitas Rashbo. Rashbo im advorim sha'nefesh kotze b'hem, yachzolim adomim. Because that, you don't have no hanoah. Dvorim, the dvorim that there ain't hanefesh kotze b'hem, yinakolim asadomim. Here you deduct the monies, meaning the hanoah that you got, I have to deduct, you have to deduct, and I don't have to refund the complete value of the thing that I told you. And now the braisa counts which ones are considered. Those are considered things that people are disgusted by. Okay. And Elin Vom Shaina Nevish Kotzabem Bechoyro is Tfolim and Yayinesa. That's it. So basically, the Bryce is not saying that Hanor that I wouldn't have wanted, I don't have to pay for. That I do have to pay for. According to Rashbo, I have to pay for that Hanor too. It's just, if this is Hanor that disgusts me, somehow retroactively, it revokes the Hanoah, which needs clarity, that Svorah. It needs a lot of clarity, that Svorah. And I've seen all kinds of Balabatisha ways of learning. Some want to learn. The Hanoah is Hanoah. But now I'm disgusted by what I had. Which that knows something. So that gives me tzar. So it's as though I had a $20 Hanoah and a $20 tzar. So it cancels out. Cancels out. That's a Balabatish. So Yidl right away says he is Balabatish. He goes, I'm buying it. What's wrong with that svara? What bothers me with that svara is I'm wearing a bava kama hat. Okay? I'm wearing bava. He's a yekka. Yekka fashtay. It's emotional. Forget about it. You have to separate emotions, right? See? That's a chassidish. You know what I mean? He's a chassidish. The kule lev, the roi staff design. The kule lev. Well, I'll tell you, bava kama speaking, I don't hear this svara, because bava kama speaking, you and nana you chayiv to pay. If hanoah is mechayiv you to pay, you chayiv to pay. Okay. Now you have pain later on. Take no, no, no. That's besides for that. Let's leave that off. You could take me to the toilet and say, I owe you money for giving you pain. And guess what? The Dayanim will laugh you out of town. They'll laugh you out of town. Because there's no bava kama halacha in that. Let's say this wasn't the case of a sale. I invited you to my house. And I gave you machol sasus. B'shoigig, b'mezid, b'yoidim, b'loyoidim, whatever. Right? And now you come. You take me to the toilet that I was Messiah by giving you, now that you found out that it was Machol Zasuas, now you had tzar. Okay. I had this once by somebody, gave me a cup of coffee, and afterwards I found out they put Chol Vestam in there. So, for those of you that think I'm a Rebbe, I'm not a Rebbe, obviously, because I drank it. And a Rebbe would have gone, no, I'm not touching it. I drank it. Well, my sir, you take the guy to the Torah later, you're not going to win. Oshkeich. Thank you. You take the guy to the Torah later, you're not getting one penny for that. That's not the above a comma payment. That's not mazik, it's not makabahema, it's nothing. It's a goyim tzar to somebody's. It's not, you have to ask him for mechila, but it's not a mamonis thing. So if you're chayev for mashenenis, then this other svara doesn't cancel it. So this doesn't work. This idea doesn't work. So you have to know how it works. That also needs clarity. How it works. But this is what the Gemara says. So Gemara says, Bechor, Yenake. In fact, the Gemara, Bechor, why is Yenake and you don't have to give back the whole thing? Even what the Gemara means to ask indirectly is Zenen of Zeloi Chosa. What are you being Mechayev me for? Because I benefited, right? But you didn't lose anything. You can't do anything with a bechor that wasn't checked. It's worthless. You can't do anything with it. Right? So you sold me a bechor that wasn't checked. The Gemara is assuming in the Havamina that you can't check a bechor after it was checked. Which is the way we pass. There is a sheet, this Rabbi Yehuda, that says that if you checked a bechor without checking it, you could still check it afterwards. We had that mission earlier. So the Gemara says, "Mayav sedicha, you didn't lose anything." Lo tzricha, the kazavin lay mimokay muma. You sold it to him from a place where it was a mum. Basically, I sold you the mum. I sold you that section of the bechor that had the mum. And according to Rav Yehuda, you could have examined it, and then it would have been worth something. And now, because you ate it, I can't examine it. I can't have it checked. And the main way, there is a loss. There is a loss. Once there's a loss, you mechayev me zenena. You're not mechayev me for your loss. But you mechayev me al zenena. You can't say zenena v'zeloi chosa, or zenena v'zeloi chosa. Says the Gemara, to all my lay, you love the chaltiye, avim chasin alei v'sholin alei. Huk Rabbi Yehuda. I like Rabbi Yehuda. Now that you ate it, I can't show it to the chacham. Not that that's so simple, what the Gemara is saying now. Because this is different than every Zenen and Vezeh Chosr in Kol HaShas. In Kol HaShas, Zenen and Vezeh Chosr means I use your apartment and I wear it down. I make the walls black so you have to paint it. Right? I wear out the carpeting. The Hanor that I had directly caused you a loss. Over here, the hanor that I had didn't cause you a loss. It's just that because I had hanor, now you can't check the animal, and now that's what's causing you the loss. Who says you should be high? Fine. Says the Gemara, Tvolim, same question. Why, let him tell him, the tevel is not worth anything. So he told him, what do you mean? Havim saknin le v'achal nele. Yayin Esach, says the Gemara, what did you lose by me using the Yayin Esach that you sold me? Says the Gemara, Yidei Taruvus. We're talking about a case where you didn't sell me pure Yayin Esach. You sold me Yayin Esach that was mixed in kosher wine, where according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the halacha is, you could sell the whole mixture to a goy, minus the value of the Yayin Esach. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Tetnan Yayin Esach, Shenofel Lebo, Kulei Osobano, Tanakama says you can't benefit at all. Rashbag Oymeo, Yimocha Kulei Levikichovim, Chutzim Yayin Esach Shaboy. So now that you drank the Yayin Esach, the mixture, now I'm stuck. Now I can't sell it to a guy. So your drinking did cost me something, and may I have to pay for that drinking. Vodka. Okay. So now let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam comes, the Rambam says as follows. Perk Tazayin Aloch Yudalit. In Hilchus Mechir. Zdover is also Midivrei Sefer. If I sell you this whole din, if I sell you something that's also Midarais, but if I sell you something which is only also Midarabonon, Im Hoyu Aperos Kayomin, Machzirin V'noitel Demehem, V'im Kvar Ochal, Ein HaMoicher Machzir Loiklum. That's it. You don't have to give him back anything. So basically, the Rambam passes that if I sell you something which is also b'achila, midrabanan, and you ate it, I don't have to give you back anything. Zero. Okay, if I sold you something that's also midaraisa, then, and you ate it, then I have to give you back the money. But if I sold you something which is only also ba'achila midarabbanon, and you ate it, I don't have to give you back anything. As I pass in the Rambam. Now, Shulchan Aruch brings this down. Okay, Shulchan Aruch Taka brings this down. Shulchan Aruch says that Taka, if it's Issa the Rabbonin here, Reish Lamedalit, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you don't have to give any money back. If the guy ate it. Comes the Sma here in Choshe Mishpat, and he says, why don't you have to give anything back? So he says like this. He goes back to Knas. Because again, we said we were juggling two reasons. In the Mishnah, Rashi said, the reason why the Moicher has to give back money is because of Knas. That was in the Mishnah. In the Gemara, Rashi said the reason was because Nafsha Shaladam Kotsumi. You're disgusted by Yisr. And that's why I have to give you back all the money, because you didn't benefit. Comes the Sma, and he captures the first reason. And the Sma says like this. He says, Dafke, if somebody's machshel, somebody be Yisr D'Raisa Konsa. Okay. That's his first point. So he says, therefore, Chazal didn't make a knas by the Rabbanan. We still have the problem that I mentioned. Should be a Mekach Teres. Should be a Mekach Teres. And this is mamish, it's a pella. Because in this case, it's mamish a pella. Because basically, the Shulchan Aruch is paskening. I sold you an Issa D'Rabbanan. Okay? So I sold you, let's say, a chicken sandwich that was actually basar b'chalav. Okay? So I sold you chicken that was really cooked in milk. And I sold you this chicken sandwich. And you ate it. And I sold you the chicken sandwich for $10.50, the way that's my normal price for chicken sandwiches. Okay. What's a tray for a chicken sandwich worth? $5. Yeah. I sold you for $10.50. Number one, the Shulchan Aruch says, I don't have to give you back anything. So that's what the Shach comes in Yeridaya. Shach says, what do you mean I have to give back anything? What do you mean? The bottom line is you sold me at most. If I was on the market for a tray for chicken sandwich, it's $5, $5.50. It's not $10. It's not $10.50. Yeah? Why don't you have to give me back the difference? That's tamakash. That almost seems like we can't get, how do we get around that? That's like a Rafi Sigur. But Shulchan Aruch says you don't have to give back anything. I sold you a kosher chicken sandwich. Turns out to be treifa chicken sandwich midrabbanan. It was kosher chicken. Chicken was shechted, kedasu, kedin, but it was cooked. In basar, it was cooked in milk. And chicken and milk is only the rabbanan. Right? So the Shulchan Aruch is paskening. You had lunch, you benched, you walked out, you found out that this was a treifa sandwich. I owe you zero. I'm talking about it like this. You sold me a chicken that was worth $5. Right? Forget what it cost. You sold it to me for $10. That means, L'chaira, let's go take a step weiter. Let's say the guy was a non-observant guy. And he grabbed the itzpos of mechol. And he would have gone to the local treifa chicken store. And he would have bought a treifa chicken sandwich for $5. But he went there and they were closed. It was Sunday. So he went next door to the kosher chicken store. And he bought a kosher chicken sandwich for $10. Reluctantly. Okay? He finds out later that the kosher guy was actually selling him a treifa chicken sandwich. L'chaira, he could go to Bezin, take the guy to within Torah, this non-observant Jew, and say, the guy owes me $5. He sold me a tray for chicken sandwich for the price of a kosher chicken sandwich. L'chaira. L'chaira, he owes me money. Als we even gedaan zijn. There is something called a market. Value is determined by a market. Right? So, treif chicken has a market value, and kosher chicken has a market value. Bottom line is, I sold you a... And the fact actually is that in the treif market, there is no difference between a drabonon treif and a deraisa treif. There is no market, by the way. Right? Monetarily talking... There is no market for Yisurim D'Rabbanan. Okay? Anybody looking for kosher meat doesn't buy it. Anybody looking for treif meat, it doesn't make a difference. You don't have Lomdashe people like that. Right? We don't have Jews out there looking for Yisurim D'Rabbanan. Okay? So, unless they're talking about a chayla and a this and a that, and you don't have a market for that. So Lamaisa, there's a kosher market and a treif market. The kosher market has one value, the treif market has another value. You bought something that was kosher. Period. Turned out to be treif. Okay? So it does not have a kosher value. Zev is 100% right. If it's also banoi, it has zero value. And that the Rambam says. If I sell you Yisr Anoi, it doesn't make a difference if it's the Rabbonon, if it's the Raisa. Zero. I owe you nothing. It's not a sale. Has no value. Right? Has no value. There's nothing. If I sell you something that's also banoi, the Rambam only makes his distinction by Yisuri Achille. Things that are mutter b'hanor. If I sell you something that's also b'hanor, even if the rabbanon chometz shavu v'pesach, I sell you something you can't have hanor from. Even if it's the rabbanon, it's not a sale. But the Rambam is talking about something I sell you just machalos asur, something you're not allowed to eat. So there it's sellable. It's a sellable item. You bought it out kosher, and it turns out to be treif. I'll buy treif for the rabbanon, but treif. Zok the Rambam, zok the Shulchan Aruch. I owe you zero if you ate it. If you didn't eat it yet, of course there's a refund, which is all part of our struggle. Okay, this is all the struggle that we have here. What would be the halacha if the chicken sandwich is still here? And I come back to the store and I go, give me back my money. Of course you get your money back. That's not a shayla. You don't need to be a lamdan for that. That's about bullshit. You get the money back. So here, I did the same thing. What's the difference? I ate it. It's treif to the sandwich. He's no different. He's no different. It's pretty good for a guy who's been missing lately. He's no different. You have like a mazel tov this year. He's no different than a guy who mistakenly walked in to a treifa store, not knowing it's treifa. It had a big sign. It was a mistake. He walked into the wrong store, right? It would still seem to reason that he owes the owner not more than the value of the thing that was sold. How, even though he lacks culpability on what he did, and he doesn't have this nafshe kotza, let's say, I'll agree with that. In other words, he doesn't have any regret, he doesn't have to have, if he's a good litvak, Yidl's going to have regret. But a good litvak will say, who cares? Which, by the way, is what the Nesivus. Let's read the Nesivus. This strengthens the svar that David is trying to say. So the Sma says that there's two things. Knas, the Rabbonin didn't give a knas on the Rabbonins. That's all. It's a knas you don't have. So the only thing left is nafshei kotza, which is exactly what you're talking about, culpability. I ate an iser. Says the Sma, the dafke achilus meichel iser min ha-toyva, over there, mitztayel, ma-she'en gein ba-ochal iser the Rabbonin. Comes the Nesivus, and the Nesivus gives a tam, he gives an explanation. This is the famous Nesivus. Nesivus says that if you do an Issa the Rabbanon B'Shoigig, it's like you did nothing wrong. Zero culpability. Not less than Oinus. Less than Oinus. Because if somebody ate Chazer B'Oinus, He ate an Isser. He ate an Isser. But if somebody ate an Isser, this is what the famous Nesivus is on our sugya. That's that famous Nesivus. That if you do it, the Rabbanan B'shoigig, you don't need a kapara. You don't need a kapara. It's even less than you don't need a kapara. Shoigig. Shoigig, not oinus. It's even less than oinus, really. In other words, there's a famous Reb Kivega in Ksubis. Reb Kivega has a shaila. We know that if somebody does an Avera B'misa, B'shoigig, they still come labor the Rabbah minute. Okay? Still come labor the Rabbah minute. That's why a Zohar who eats Truma, B'shoigig, according to one opinion in the Gemara there in Ksubis, there's a Kom Leib B'Rabbah minute, because he's Chayav Misa. It's Chayav Misa. That's the whole sugi over there. From Misa B'day Shemayim, we say Kom Leib B'Rabbah minute. But for sure, there's a ton of the Chizkiyah. If somebody does, he's Mechal Shabbos B'shoigig. The halacha is, it's Kom Leib B'Rabbah minute. If while he was being Mechal Shabbos B'shoigig, he did a Drabbanan, he did an Isser Kal, he doesn't get punished for the Isser Kal. Even though he's not going to get the punishment for the Chomer either. They still come labor the Rabbah Minei. On the act, a Maisa that's Mechayiv Misa creates a come labor the Rabbah Minei. You don't have to take care of the smaller thing. That's the halach. Right? That's the halach. Comes Reb Kivager and Ksubas, he says, what happens if you're an Oinus? What happens if you do an Isser Misa B'Oinus? He's talking there because there the Gemara talks about Tochav Leichaveri. Somebody puts something into your mouth against your will. Reb Kivager has a tzad that even if you're an Oinus, there's Kom Leib D'Rabbah Minei. Why? Because it's still a Misa Isser. Okay, zero liability, but still a Maisa Isser. Okay? What the Sma is being Mechadish is that an Isser D'Rabbanan B'Shoigig is less than an Isser D'Raisa B'Oinus. Because, according to the Sma, the definition of an Isser D'Rabbanan is knowingly going against the Chachamim. Loi Sosser. Don't go away from what they tell you. If you don't have the knowledge of what they're telling you, there's zero. So according to the smart, according to the Nesivus, you did nothing wrong. Zero. That's how he clarifies the position of the Sma and the Shulchan Aruch by us. That's why if a guy sold an Isser D'Rabbana and you ate it B'Shoigig, not only is there zero chet, but you know what comes out? There's not even, there's nothing. You didn't do a maisa isser. So it's not just no liability. And memela, it's not shaykh for you to say, well, I owe you nothing. The seller owes you nothing. We're still, what I'm trying to say, tell you is that although this does give some beer, it still lacks clarity as to why, how in the world could I owe you more than if I was allowed to do that? Let's talk about a choyle sheyesh poi sakona. He's allowed to do any iser, okay? If he would go to your store, okay, and buy treif of meat that you present as kosher, and for that reason he paid the inflated kosher price, you don't have to give him back his money. Why shouldn't you have to give him back his money? Nothing to do with his culpability. Value. The bottom line is, this is all I took from you. And that's precisely why I think that the Shach's Kash in Yeridea overpowers the Nesivus' Teretz. The Nesivus is giving a Gvaldige Teretz. But the Shach in Kuf Yotes, in Yeridea, he's asking a kasha that even undermines the teretz of the Nesivus. How in the world could I owe you more than it's worth? That's the, I think. So this needs tremendous clarity. So I would say that all of this really, even though this bottoms out the sugi, this is like the most difficult part. Really, if we take this and we work our way backwards, this could explain the whole sugi. Perhaps we could say like this. There's a big difference. This is what we started with, Mekach Toyas. Or Mekach Toyas and Kol HaTorah Kula. In Halacha Mekach Toyas, we've clarified that there's two kinds of Mekach Toyas. This we clarified many times, that there's two kinds of Mekach Toyas. There's clearly where it's an insignificant deviation from what I presented. And that deviation is inconsequential. It has no financial consequences. It has no quality consequences. It happens to be, it's not precisely what I said. It's not a Mekach Toyas. In other words, I present to you one thing, it turns out to be not precisely as I presented, but it turns out to be inconsequentially different. It's not negeya the difference. It's not exactly what I told you. It makes no difference. Nobody in the market cares between this distinction that I told you. Okay. So I sold you something, I told you it's white, and it turns out to be alabaster, or whatever that color is called, which is just about white. So I sold you a phone, and the phone was marketed as white, which you assumed is snow white, and it turns out to be... So technically, it's not what I said. But halachically, it's not a Mekach Toyas. Because in the market, there is no such a thing, not from a financial standpoint and not from a kapeda standpoint, that people care if it's white or off-white. Makes no difference. That's not a Mekach Toyas. But then, within the framework of Mekach Toyas, there's two kinds of Mekach Toyas. There's a Mekach Toyas where there's a quality distinction from what I told you. So I sell you a used iPad, and I say it's in categorized as very good condition. And as such, I sell it to you. And it turns out that after analyzing the screen and the casing, it would be categorized as good condition, not very good condition. So that's also called a Mekach Toyas. But that's a different kind of Mekach Toyas than if I say I'm selling you an iPad and I end up selling you something else, a tablet, something, a different item. The difference is very simple. If the item is a different item, the halacha is that either one of us can go back on the sale. That means the buyer can also say, you know what, give me back that, I never sold that to you. Huh? The sale is canceled. The seller can go back and say, you know what, I said the buyer. The seller can say, it's not a sale. And the reason for that is because it wasn't a sale. It's considered like nothing happened. Then, in the case that I told you where the screen is not the way it should be, and it's not very good condition, it's good condition, if the buyer takes a look and says, you know what, Peseder, maskin. The seller goes, you know what, I changed my mind. I could say no backsies. Because I have a schus to cancel the sale, but it doesn't self-destruct. The sale doesn't self-destruct. The sale is a sale. Nervous, you have a right. You have a schus to cancel it out. And again, the difference is outlined clearly in halacha. Whether it's a min acher, it's a different min than I told you, or not. I even stole su when we were learning Yevamos many times, the rear leans. Remember the two shittas and Tosfos? In the beginning of Yevamos, there's a machlekes rishonim. Exactly, if somebody married a woman and she turns out to be an islandess, okay, and he died, okay, and the Mishnah talks about the fact that if the wife was an islandess, then it doesn't pater the tzoris. Okay, the other co-wives are not pater from Yibam because you were never married to the islandess, right? What happens if I never found out that she was an islandess? So Reuven married an islandess. He didn't know. He died. And then she went for a medical exam. She's found to be an islandess. So Machloikis Rishonim, whether that's a Vaday Mekach Toyas. Machlekes in Tosfos. One sheet in Tosfos says, Mekach Toyas. The Rear Leans brings down that no, it could be if the brother would have been alive and he would have found out that the woman is islandless, he would have been okay with it. He would have said, I'm keeping it. So how do we explain the Machlekes Rishayna? So the way I explained it then, based on the Yashash Yankif, was that there's a Machlekes in Ksubis. What's the purpose of a marriage? One man Domer says, Ein Isha Lulu Yofi. Purpose of a marriage, you marry a woman for beauty. It doesn't mean beauty per se, it means companionship. You married a woman for a companion, to love. You love her. The other man Domer says, Ein Isha Ela Labonim. The main purpose of the marriage is to build a family. So I wanted to say that it's totally a Mekach Tois. If you hold Ein Isha Ela Liyoyfi, so a woman that can't, I hate to put it in such a prosty way, a woman that can't produce children still is still a wife. She still is not, it's not a different min. It's a wife who doesn't have, can't produce children. So you have a right to revoke the Kedushin. But if you would say, you know what, it's okay. But if you hold any shell Labonim, right? So a woman that can't produce children felt the ganze hefze. It's a male bottle. Balk upon him, whether that's Mahalach and Tois, it's a different issue. The Maisa, there is this concept. So now I'll tell you like this. When you come to Isser, and again, I think this will clarify our whole story. When you come to Isser, you have to know what category does that belong to? What category does Isser belong to? Is Isser make it like another species? It's an Isser. I bought something that was mutter. It's awesome. That's a different thing. That's like a shor of an imtzach amar. It's a different. It's not what I bought. I bought an ox that turns out to be a donkey. That's not what I bought. Canceled. Finished. End of story. Over. Sales over. That's one way. The other way to say is no. It's a quality. It's a qualitative issue. It's not quite what you said it was. It's not a different thing. I would clearly say that it belongs to category two. Okay, physically it's the same thing. But it's an Isser. It's an Isser. Because it's an Isser. So the quality is not there. Especially when you're dealing not with Isser Ano. When you're dealing with Isser Ano, so it's not a sale. But we're not dealing with Isser Ano. Right? We're dealing with Isser Achila. You could buy this. It is meat. It's not the same quality meat as kosher meat. It's a different one. But I want to tell you, maybe it could be done, this is what you were thinking, but this is what I want to say, Pshan and Nesivas. You could really say it's even less than that. You could say it's even less than that. Because the case that I gave you with the screen, it is a physical distinction. It's just that the physical distinction doesn't meet the threshold of considering it a different item. But it is a physical, there's a physical distinction about this. Okay? Whereas, by Yisurim, one can arguably say that since it's a spiritual chisar, it's not even category two. It's a new category. It's a new category. But it's not category one where it's a different item, for sure. And potentially, it's not even category two where there's a qualitative difference because the qualitative difference is also physical. Here it's not even that. Here, it's a qualitative difference that's not in the Heftza Bichlal. By the way, some Rishonim hold that Isurim in general are not even Isurei Heftza. The Ritva says, Uli Isurim Isurei Gavra. The Ritva Nedarim. Except for Nedarim. But that's a different issue. But even if you're on the Heftza, it's a spiritual on the Heftza. Heftza is not different. So here's why I think perhaps we could say like this. So really, the market difference, and by the way, we had this in Bava Kama. We had in Bava Kama, I'm sure the Olam may remember this, because I brought it into this. Somebody sells meat that's Suffolk Trefa. So that's also good. What happens? That's not what happened. You brought your animal to a Shoichet. And he made it into a Suffolk Trefa. Not he sold you a Suffolk Trefa. In the haim, right, they used to have, you bring your animal to a shochet. Your animal. Not you go to the butcher. You take your cow, you bring it to the shochet. And the shochet shechted it in a way where he made it into a suffolk trefa. You know what the Shulchan Aruch passes? Ha-moitzi mechaver elov ha-raya. The shochet doesn't have to pay. Ha-moitzi mechaver elov ha-raya. The sugi in Bava Kama. Everybody asks, ha-moitzi mechaver elov ha-raya. It's also deep. It's also deep. I'm telling you long this. So the pshat you could say is very simple. The Ramban asks, in the same vein that we were discussing, why, if a shochet makes you animal into a vadai trefa, why does he have to pay you? It's hezek shein and nikker. Let's say a guy shechts, you bring your behemoth to the shochet, and he's reading a newspaper, he's shechting, and he does shehiyah, drasa, chala, whatever he does. The end of the day, he gets the neck off. It looks the same, like, well, you have a line of shechted animals, it looks exactly the same. It's hezek shein and nikker. Why does the shochet have to pay you? Hezek shein and nikker. The Ramban asked this kashin, dina digalmi. He says a brilliant idea, the Ramban. He says, you only had a right to shecht it. If you didn't shecht it, you killed it. So I'm not being mechayev of you because the shechting is not good. I mean, Machayev, you killed my animal. Makabeim. You never shechted it. Oh, so now will you tell me, where is the Hezek Nikker? What do you mean? You saw what my animal looked before you touched it? It's very different now. My animal's walking around. Now he's dead. But if you make the animal to a Sofik Trefe, well, it could be you did shecht it. So now that didn't happen. That didn't happen. And this is precisely how the Rishonim explain Hezek Sheni Nikker. It's not really physically changed. That's why you don't have to pay for it. Oy Bazoi, you could say like this. The value difference between something that's kosher and something that's treif is not in the Heftza. It's in the Gavra. So when I sell you something that's not kosher, the reason why it's worth less is one of two reasons. Number one, because nobody would pay for that. Knowing it's treif, nobody would pay that for it. Okay. But not knowing it's treif, they would. It's not intrinsically a different value. The difference in value is only the knowledge. So in a sense, when I fool you what it is, I'm actually blowing up its value. Do you hear the lumbus? I am manipulating the currency, as Avi Mizukta about the Chinese. I'm manipulating the value. When I take an animal and I say, okay, this is a kosher animal, okay, and I manage to fool the world, the whole world is fooled that this is a kosher animal. By doing that, I manipulated the value of the animal. Physically, the animal's the same anyway. Right? It's only the difference of its value is only because of the perception. The perception of the animal gives it a market value. If I change that perception, so what I've done is I've manipulated the value of this animal. I've manipulated the value of this animal. No different. Lahavdil, I took an item that was in very bad condition and I shined it up and I buffed it and I did this, I did that. And now it looks newer. Instead of looking 20 years old, it looks 10 years old. So now it's worth. Now people pay what you'd pay for such a thing. Even though if the world watched what you just did, they wouldn't pay you that. But right now, they're the people looking like it's a 10-year-old item. So you manipulated the value. When you presented something als kosher, and al pidin you were believed, al tzeidech on them and bisur, and whatever reason, you now manipulated the value of that item by doing that. The market value of that item was the same. Memele, Isser Veheter only affects the market in as much that there's a perception of that market. I can only come to you later and say, you know what? The bottom line is, you took away, you didn't just manipulate the value, you took away my Hanah. Zok the Nesivas. If the end of the day, I wasn't over an Isser. And the end of the day, because of your manipulation, I was allowed to eat it. You aren't allowed to do what you did. So we have to deal with whether the Chachamim give you a knas. That's the first thing. No, they don't give a knas by the Rabbanim. Now what you did was, you manipulated the value, and I was then the recipient of the full value. Because why is something that's mutter mit Rabbanim to eat worth something? Because I'm allowed to eat it. You manipulated that. You made me allowed to be able to eat it. You weren't allowed to do it, it's true. But you successfully did it. Zokta sma. Not only did you successfully did it, but in a sense, I got that. I am the beneficiary, although I'm not going to give you Yashikrech. I'm the beneficiary of your manipulation. Good, so you didn't want to. No, because what we established is that an Isser is the same item. It's the same item. It's worth the same amount. If you benefited from that item, you benefited from the same value. There's no difference between this and this. The only difference between this and this is this you're allowed to eat and this you're not allowed to eat. If I fooled you to believe that this you're allowed to eat, and I'll be din, you're allowed to eat it. So you got everything that I told you. The item. What I did was by me lying about what the item was, I created a new perception which changed the value of what this is. Not only the value, the status. Exactly, the stat. I'll call it the status. No, because treif and kosher is anyway the same item. It's item. It's just a question of what you were paying for, right? It turns out that what you paid for was a kosher piece of chicken. I was over in Issa presenting it as such, but it turned out you bought a kosher piece of chicken. That's the nesivus. Exactly. Okay. This Mamela will answer all the Mekach Torah Shilas as well. But we'll stop there. Reb Chaim. We have Reb Chaim like that. That's what Reb Chaim said, you can't burn Truma, according to one opinion, during the Shoyas the Rabbona.
So what are you going to do with that? Now, it's an over there, so she shouldn't have no value.